Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. You know, we've been looking at the Lord who heals us, and God is our healer. The devil is the one who makes sick. God is the one who heals. The Bible actually calls sickness in Psalm 41:8 an evil disease. He calls it evil. And then we know in Acts 10:38, he says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. They were oppressed of the devil. Sickness and oppression. And all of that nasty stuff comes from the devil. And God went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. It's evil. Sickness is not good. It's never good. It's never a blessing in disguise. It's never given to you by God to teach you something. God teaches you through the Word and through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a teacher, not sickness. You need to get that. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, not sickness and disease. So there's many people who don't understand that, and they think that God's teaching us with sickness. It's a blessing in disguise, etc., etc. That's just wrong. It's wrong. And we know the will of God. We know that God wants us healed, and we know that He wants us prosperous. How do we know the will of God? We know the will of God by the Word of God, not by experience, not by what you prayed in God. You know the will of God by the Word of God. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and let's see how we can find out more truth and become more free in Jesus Christ's mighty name.
So when you go to the Word to know the will of God, you go to Jesus. Really? Because if Jesus is the Word, in John 1, He is the Word, it tells us. If He's the Word and we learn the will of God by the Word of God, then I go to Jesus. Am I getting it? You see, Jesus is the Word. I'm reading.
Right.
Praise God. Look at this. God calls sickness, according to that verse, satanic oppression. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. He calls sickness satanic oppression. You got to get this. It's satanic oppression. You want no part of it. No part of it. You don't want any part of Satan or anything he's got to offer in your life. And let me just tell you this as well. No, I won't tell you that one. Luke 4:18. Look what God says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, the good news. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom or liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty or freedom all those that are oppressed. Oppressed. We just saw He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus said, I'm the one that comes and destroys the oppression. I'm the one that takes care of this tyrannical reign and rule of the devil. I take you out of His kingdom and I put you into my kingdom. Don't receive anything from the devil. You put your hand up and say, no. If you got the badge with Jesus' name on it, it's a big sign like that with a cross, with a line going through it, says sickness, boom, zap. No thoroughfare, yeah. You can't go through. Can you say amen? Oh my God. And listen, if sickness and satanic oppression then was considered evil, when did it change? God called it evil, right? He said He takes away the oppression of the devil. He does about doing good and healing all that to oppress of the devil. When did that change? What is it now? So don't even people standing in pulpits or on radio or TV, when they say things like that, sickness is a blessing in disguise or God's got a better purpose for it. No, you say, no, it's satanic oppression.
Sickness is satanic, satanic oppression. And I don't want no satanic oppression in my children. I don't want it in my life. I don't want it in my wife. I don't want it in my kids. I don't want it in my dogs. He's trying to put sickness on my one dog right now. Got a cut. Went to the parlor, came back cut. And it's kind of festered a bit. And we laid hands on that thing and we put stuff on that knees too and we prayed in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Listen, sickness steals, kills, and destroys. It is something to resist. It's something for you to resist. Sickness. All it does is steal, kill, destroy. You resist sickness. Well, Pastor, I tried to resist and it didn't work. Whatever the reason, I don't know. But let me tell you something. God's word I take above yours. I will not change my belief in the word of God because of an experience in your life. Now, I will work with you and I'll have empathy for that. And we'll work together. But don't ever start thinking that it's God. Because if you think that, you're done. Because if God's put it on you, he can't heal you. Because if he does, then he's divided and his kingdom must fall. Can you say amen? So don't accept it. Don't receive it. Resist it. Everyone say resist. Amen. Colossians 1:13, watch here. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Not gonna, not might, he has. It's a past tense. It's past tense. Say, he has delivered me from the power, from the oppression of darkness.
Hallelujah.
He's completely delivered us. Think about that. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The Passion says it like this. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule or authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. And you might say, but everybody's not healed. Well, everybody's not saved either. What does that do? What does that prove? It just proved something that for whatever reason they didn't receive. Everybody's not healed. Like I said, everybody's not saved. What does that prove? It just proves for some reason they didn't receive. Maybe they didn't live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I got saved by faith. Through grace by faith. I have to receive my healing by faith. I receive my salvation by faith. I better receive my healing by faith. And people are so messed up in their minds that they blame God for sickness because they can't get rid of it. And they think that God must be doing this to them because they can't get rid of it. That's not the truth. It's not God. Say it's not God. Listen, and if you didn't receive, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't get weary in well doing. Don't even stop worrying about it. Build up your faith. Get stirred up and receive it this time. Just get stirred up today and receive it this time. I've got enough boldness here for all of us today. I'm not joking. I can lay hands on each and every one of you and you'll get healed today. I mean, I just totally believe. I just completely, absolutely, utterly believe. I staked my life on it more than once and I'll continue to live that way. Come on. Goodness. Okay, I'm closing in a minute. We're going to break out of it today. Show that picture up there. This is a picture of you guys breaking out of sickness and disease. Every kind of thing that the devil's got. Just get a picture of yourself free from all of this stuff. Say, I'm free. From every oppression that the devil throws my way. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. Sickness comes from the gates of hell. But God told us and he will not be able to prevail against. He didn't say against the people outside, but he said against us here inside, those in covenant. James 5:14. Now just, I'm closing with three scriptures. James 5:14 out of the voice. Are any of you sick? They should call the elders of your church and ask them to pray. They will gather around and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayers offered in faith. Prayers offered in faith. You see that? Will restore them from sickness and bring them to health. The Lord will lift them up from the floor of despair. And if sickness is due to sin, then God will forgive their sins. When you come up to be prayed for and they have hands laid up on you today, you before you come up, you say, Lord, remove any stain on my life. Just remove anything. Luke 15, verse 16. And he, Jesus, said to them, go into all the world. He's talking to the disciples now. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. You heard me say, I'm a believer. How many believers are in here? Okay, so there's some that are not. So we'll get you in a while. Okay, so he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. You already put your hand up. Those who believe, what's going to follow you? Look what he says here. In my name, they will cast out demons. Where the oppression comes from. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. Who's going to lay hands on the sick? Believers. What's going to happen when a believer lays hands on a sick person? They will get healed. They will recover. And the last scripture, John 14, 12. Listen to this. I'll tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me, Jesus, in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. God told us believers will lay hands on the sick. God told us that the work that He did, we will do also. God said when the elders come, when you come to the elders of the church, they lay hands on you, you'll be forgiven and you'll be healed. Listen, God, the healing anointing is here right now. I don't know if you're aware of it. You might say, I don't feel anything. Don't go by feelings. Go by the Word of God. You know the day Jesus healed that man who came down in the roof they let him down through the roof. They couldn't get him to Jesus because there were so many people there. He landed right at Jesus' feet in front of all the religious people. In front of all the religious people. I love that. And before that, the Bible says, in that room, the power to heal was present. The power to heal was present. One person walked away healed. If you have a sickness, you've been battling with something, you've got an issue in your life with any kind of a sickness or disease that's been, I don't care if you're taking care of it with medication. That's a wonderful thing. Thank God you keep taking your medication, but you can get rid of that sickness completely once for all today. Heart palpitation, blood problems, sugar problems, back problems, head problems, hypochondria problems, whatever. Hypochondriac is a problem. It's a sickness. So if you're a hypochondriac, you're sick. No, I'm joking. Hypochondriac believe they're sick when they're not sick. They're taking medicine when they don't need to be taking it. God will straighten your mind up. Bipolar. When I first heard bipolar, I thought, what are they talking about? Bipolar. All I know is polar bears are there. Are you a polar bear? Now this is a problem. I was concerned. I'm not joking. Bipolar. They find these names. They find these crazy names. Acid reflux disease. Oh, I've got acid reflux disease. I used to have heartburn, but now it's acid reflux disease.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthington Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, What is Love? In our world today, we hear the word love used so